Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. How's it going? I didn't realize y'all could see my bra. Sorry about that. Be all right. We're all girls. We all wear bras. We're good. I am Coach MJ. We are about to get our coaching on. That's the plan. We're going to coach. And typically, we just coach and don't do announcements, but I am going to do some announcements because there's lots happening in the land of the no BS's right now. I'm going to change my name so you know who I am. All right. So before we get started, I am bringing up as a panelist, the amazing new Coach Mish. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A. With you today, she will be typing in all caps. She is not yelling at you. She just, you know, wanting you to see. It's us. It's us. Mish. Oh, there you go. All right. So good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have got amazing coaching headed your way. But first, we do have some announcements because, there's a lot going on. So I don't know if you saw my video. I did a live in the main Facebook group the other day, but not everybody's in Facebook. I want to make sure that you understand that we have leveled up to the 100,000th degree accountability, how we support you, how we are pairing you, how we are doing accountability inside of No BS. So if you have been set up by No BS by filling out the form since June the 1st of this year, so June 1 through now, you are all set up. You will be set up continually moving forward forever and ever. Amen. You do not need to do a thing. If No BS puts you in a group before June 1st, before June 1st of this year, between the day before June 1st and 10 years ago, you need to register your group with us. Okay. If you formed your accountability group organically, like in Facebook or at camp or any of that kind of stuff, and we did not set you up, you need to register as well. If you are in an accountability group, if you have been in an accountability group before June 1st of this year, you need to register your group. Now, everyone in your group must register. It's called, to get the emails, to get the amazing virtual like swag kind of extra shit that we're doing for y'all. It's called a tag. So when you fill out that form, you get a tag that says, hey, I'm in accountability. You will get the brand new accountability newsletter that we will be sending the last Monday of every single month to give you a deep dive into how to do the next month's challenge with your group. It will be giving you digital swag. Next month, it's giving you a big ass prize if you register your group or are in a group, whether we set you up or you register it, you will have the opportunity to win an amazing accountability prize. It will give you so many things. We will have the ability to check up on you, but only if you fill out that form. We want you, before you join a group, here's what we want you to do. Finish modules 1 and 2 of No BS. You need to do that because that's like the lingo of No BS. That's like the language. And so we want to make sure that we are all speaking the same language in No BS. When you get in your accountability group and they're talking about 24-hour plans and they're talking about the 4 N's, we don't want you to feel like you've gotten in over your head. You don't know what your group is talking about. We want to, all of us are going to be on the same baseline when we join accountability. Modules 1 and 2 of No BS. That doesn't mean you don't need to finish the rest of No BS, but when you sign up for accountability, we're just asking that you finish modules 1 and 2 of No BS. If you haven't finish that, and then come sign up for accountability. We would love to have you there. I know, it is so awesome. The form is located on our membership website, nobswomen.com, under the Facebook accountability tab. That is where you will find the form. And it says, sign up for or register your accountability group. Everyone in your group must do it. And if we sign you up, like if you fill out the form to fill out your, to get a group, you don't have to come back and register it. Once you filled out that form one time, you're in, you have the tag to get all of the amazing emails. Okay. So that is how we're going to be able to keep up with y'all, send you the newsletter, send you special stuff, support you, get like, just check in on y'all, make sure how you're doing. So make sure that you do that. Yeah. You have the opportunity for those of you that are in more than one accountability group. The form is set up so you can register four groups. So if you're in a couple of groups, it'll say, do you want to register another group? You say yes or no. So if you need to register more than one group, you've got the ability to do that within the form, up to four groups. So that's major, big, one big announcement. Announcement number two. The form went out for you to sign up for coaching with me on Wednesday. In July, we're not doing that. Okay. In July, Corinne is gifting us kind of open coaching. So you will just come on these Sunday coaching Zooms, either with me or Corinne. We will, the first couple of people, it'll be kind of what we're focused on that week. Like if it, we're doing stopping at enough. If you're really having a hard time stopping at enough, you think it's too hard, you're scared of it, you don't think you'll ever get it, raise your hand. We'll coach a couple of people on that. And the rest of the time will be open coaching. Same thing with life coaching in the month of July. It'll just be raise your hand. You do not need to apply for that life coaching with the No BS coaches in the month of July. We're just a gift. Like, come on, get coached. Raise your hand. Let's get after it. The other thing that is happening in July, which I am so excited about, right now, our newsletter, our weekly newsletter, lives on the website. And every Sunday, we flip it to the new newsletter. Starting in July, it will just be an email form. So you don't have to click through to go to the website. It'll just come in your inbox. That is where your newsletter will be. We are going to replace the monthly newsletter with the last newsletter of the month will be the monthly newsletter. So we're trying to cut down on emails in your inbox, right? So that's what we're trying to do here, to make it so that you just get what you need and we're not just giving you a whole bunch of extra shit, okay? So starting this month, the last Sunday's newsletter will actually be your monthly newsletter. We will not be sending you one on the 25th of the month like we have in the past. That's that. And then, but wait, there's more. Don't y'all love that? If you have not signed up for No BS, No Excuses Camp, I'm going to tell you some of the things we've added. We already knew that Kara Lowenthal was coming as a special guest. Judith Gatton was coming as a special guest. Jill Angie was coming as a special guest. Now we have Dr. Sonia. She is a No BS woman. She is, what's the name of her group, y'all? Lit. I don't remember what it's called. Somebody knows. Post it in the chat. Her group. She is a life coach. She is a doctor, but she talks about midlife sex. Hello. Who don't want to talk about that? Right? She is amazing. She is absolutely an amazing woman. She is coming as part of our, to talk about sex in midlife. Most of us are in midlife. Most of us enjoy sex. Let's get after it, right? No, she is absolutely amazing. She came to our business event in Nashville the other week, and she is just absolutely like over the moon. Coach Julie is actually, our own Coach Julie is actually going through her advanced certification right now. So we're going to have our own Dr. Sonia. We kind of already do, Coach Julie, but we're so excited to have her. I also made some special announcements about virtual camp yesterday on the camp call. This is what I want y'all to know. If you sign up for virtual camp, we have added some bonuses for you. An hour after camp ends, 30 minutes after camp ends each night, you are going to get open raise your hand coaching for 1 hour with head coach Betsy. Head coach Betsy, like if we're done at 5:30, I think we're done at 5, and then at 5 from 5:30 to 6:30, Coach Betsy will be opening up an open coaching Zoom. You can come on and raise your hand. Also, gosh, I'm so excited. Also, what else is going to happen is the week before camp, virtual campers will be getting a link to submit a video question about excuses. During camp, we're just going to be popping videos up on the screen for Corinne to answer questions from virtual campers, from those Zoom rooms, so that you can get your questions answered. And if your question is not answered, or if you happen to come up with another question during virtual camp, the Monday or Tuesday after camp, you're going to be getting a survey about how was camp. There will be a link on there that you can type out your little question and it will come to the coaches. And within 7 days, you will get a video response from one of the No BS coaches in your inbox. Nobody is leaving camp with confusion, not having every question answered. We are going to make sure that our virtual campers are taken care of. We want as many women to get coached on their excuses during No BS, No Excuses weekend as possible. And we're going to make it happen. Every camp, we level shit up. This year is no different. We're going to probably triple the amount of women who get coached virtually that are attending virtual camp, plus the opportunity to have your question pop up and Corinne answer it, plus a video response from a coach for any question that you've got left. So that's, I mean, is that enough? Have we got enough going on? I think we do. I think we do. I think that's a lot of big changes here at the No BS, and I'm so excited about it. Y'all, we're going to tighten up this membership. We're going to lose all our fucking weight. How about that? How about we do that? I'm very excited about all of these changes, cutting down on emails, more opportunity for open coaching, ways to reach out in accountability. Like, we are getting after it in No BS. I'm so excited. All right. All right. Let's get coaching, shall we? We only have one of y'all who have signed up for coaching, have raised your hand. I need Allison. She's already got her hand raised. Good for you, Allison. Mary LaMountain, Sue Bowling, and Connie Sorensen. And, oh, see there, y'all are all here. And then I have my work buddy, my new dog is here with me. And I just tell him, he's doing so good, y'all. I said, let's go to work. He came right in my office. He just came on in. He said, let's go to work. I've been bringing him to work every day. He's been doing good. So we've got Allison first, and then Mary is next, and then Sue. Let's go. Hopefully they're bringing Allison up. Allison, you may need to turn on your, there you are. Hey, Allison.
Hello.
Sorry, I had to tell all the amazing updates.
They kept coming.
I know. Usually we don't do like a ton of announcements, but I felt like all of those were important. So I took the time. So what are we coaching on?
Well, first of all, I'm like so excited. I took notes before last night because I figured I would just blank out and get all nervous. So if you see me reading, I'm just making sure I'm covering all my bases. So earlier this year, I kind of parted ways with someone who I thought was very close to me, a close friend, for a specific reason, but it just wasn't making me feel great. So we took different directions. I kind of distanced myself from her. And since then, I have had feeling all kinds of insecurities about everyone else in my life and all of my other friends, that if that happened with her, how could, you know, am I misreading other friendships, or is this going to happen between me and other people? And I just kind of felt lost and kind of unworthy of friendship and lonely. And I questioned who I was and who I was as a friend and who I wanted to be. And it was just ugly. So I have kind of made a couple of new connections with some ladies in my neighborhood. They're actually my daughter's friends' parents. And I want to build on that, but I'm really conflicted because a lot of it is, let's go out to eat, let's go have some drinks by the pool, let's hang out. Drinking and eating is always a lot of it. And I'm just having trouble keeping the promises to myself and staying on target and staying on plan and doing what I know I want to do turning into the person I want to be, and still having the fun and making the connections and building the relationships and all that good stuff. I don't think they care whether I eat or drink. It's not their pressure. It's kind of self-imposed.
Okay. So when they're asking you to go to the pool and eat and drink, mm-hmm. and you've decided maybe today you're not going to drink, or you've got a plan, but then mm-hmm. they've got other stuff going on. What is your thought at that point? What do you think at that point?
I say, my first thought is I can't do it. I'm like, no, not today. And my husband will be like, you're trying to do this. You want to be friends with these people. Why are you letting yourself hold yourself back? So then I feel like it's the wrong thing. And I can manage this. So it's 50-50. I'll either back out or just not go, or I will go and be nervous. Because there's lots of anxiety. On top of all that, it's the eating and drinking is finding comfort and not being a weirdo and fitting in. I guess that's kind of the key that I didn't. Friends and being someone that people want to be around and be friends with. And I feel like the food and the drink kind of relax me to a point where I can be myself or be comfortable. Mm-hmm. So usually it's been, no, I can't go if I feel like I can't stick to my plan. And then sometimes my husband will encourage me and I'll go. And
so how do your thoughts change if you decide to eat and drink?
If I decide I didn't, or I'm not going to.
You decide that you are, because you said the food and drink relax me to a point.
Yeah.
Where I'm more comfortable. So what changes?
I guess really just the situation. I'll get there and maybe it's not as hardly charged, or I'm not as nervous as I think I'm going to be. And it just is a low key, easygoing kind of, event or evening or whatever. But sometimes I really, nothing really changes. It's how I feel. It's what I bring there, whether I'm going to just barrel through and be myself, or if I feel like I have a crutch and I need something to get me there.
Okay. Cause you said it when you were explaining, if I go and I don't eat or drink, I'm a weirdo. I don't want to look like a weirdo. Right.
Yeah.
And so when you're going in, your thought is, if I don't eat or drink, I'm a weirdo.
There's potential there. Yeah.
I mean, that's just what you said.
It is. So it is what I said.
You
yeah.
basically you either, are a weirdo or you eat and drink. Those are literally the only two choices you've given yourself.
Yeah. That's probably not great. So I'm setting myself up for that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you have no choice. You either are really uncomfortable and weird or you're eating and drinking.
Okay.
Which makes you not weird. So why would you ever choose not to eat or drink?
This is hard. Why would I choose not to eat or drink? I don't know.
If you've decided that you're weird, if you don't.
I guess because later I'll deal with guilt and I should have not. I should have stuck to my plan. I'll should myself all night and then I'll feel like it.
Yeah.
There's no win in that situation.
So now you're weird and guilty. Yeah, oh, right. My God.
I'm losing either way.
Like, you've really set yourself up. So how do you want to feel about going somewhere when other people are eating and drinking and you're not? How do you want to feel in that moment?
I've thought about this a lot. I want to feel in control. I want to feel confident. I want to feel like whichever choice I make is the right choice for me. Those are three big ones.
So here's the other thing. And now Betsy's on this call, favorite thing ever. I use it all the time. You are uncomfortable and weird, and you are shooting for in control and confident. Like, you're trying to throw that grappling hook up the mountain like Betsy talks about. That's so far away from where you are.
It's a huge gap. Yeah.
I mean, we could go from weirdo to like unsure, but do it anyway. Like, that would be easy. Like, we talked about this on the pre-camp call yesterday about when we visualize how we want to feel at camp, because we're going to be stepping on some toes at camp, uncovering excuses. And people are like, okay, when I get into camp, I'm going to be like sure and ready to dig in and all this other stuff. We were talking about, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel like...
And that's normal.
Yes!
Okay.
Like, remember when you got your driver's license? So you take that, you're in there, and you're like nervous. I don't know if I can do this. It's going to be so hard, whatever. When you got in the car the first time, were you confident and in control? Or did you feel scared and nervous and a little unsure, but you drove anyway?
Probably the latter. It's been a long time ago.
And now you get in your car and you don't even think about it. It's like second nature. What if for the last, like, ever how many years old you are, you've always told yourself, if I don't do what they're doing, I'm weird. And the first time you decide that, you know what? I'm just going to go and enjoy the company. That's really why I'm here. What if it feels uncomfortable?
What if?
What happens?
I mean, I learn probably how to sit with that and be uncomfortable, and maybe learn other ways or figure out other ways to find that comfort in that situation and be myself.
Yeah. What if you just enjoyed their company?
Well, that's a given. Yeah.
I mean, there's that. That's why you're going anyway, right?
It's true. That's why I'm there. Yeah. Yeah.
So what could you think before you go? Like, okay, they're going to be eating and drinking. I'm going to go. What could you think in that moment? Like, before you walk out of the house?
That... just to be excited that someone wants my case and not even about the food or drink, like put that completely to the side.
Is that possible the first few times you do it? Like, you know what, food and drink, I know I've made you a part of every gathering for the last 40 years. I'm going to just sit you over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course I'm going to want, it's normal. Go back to the four ends. It's normal to want to do those things because I've always told myself that that's what you do when you're around people. This is normal. It's normal to want to partake of those things. Neutralize. I'm going to the pool. I'm taking water, whatever it is. You could take a fizzy water, whatever you want to take, like whatever that is. You know, Jane and Beth will be there, whatever, whoever they are. And your next best thought is, it could be something like, can I just drink my fizzy water and enjoy their company for 1 hour? And if you don't like it, you can leave.
Or have a drink.
If you plan it, if you want to have a drink, plan the drink.
Right. It's the last minute stuff that kind of gets me. I can plan. The planning is easy. It's the last minute that I get so worked up in. Okay. Writing this down.
And I mean, listen, y'all. I mean, we're talking about last minute. How often are they inviting you out on this extravaganza?
Like weekly, which is great. Like every, I don't know, just randomly. I could use some pool time. I could use a drink. Anybody want to hang out? And it's
And you could, if you
enjoy it.
Nobody said that you cannot put one drink a day on your plan and then decide if you want it or not. You don't have to drink it just because you put it on your plan, but knowing that maybe, you know what? I want to be the type of person that if they invite me to the pool, and that could even be your plan. One drink if I get a last minute invite to the pool. If not, no drink today. And that could be your first level up.
I should probably add that. I'm trying so hard to like really can like just drinking in general, it doesn't add to my weight loss at all. So I'm very selective. I try to be selective about when I do it and how often I do it, but it just throws a wrench into that. So I feel like if I have it on my plan once a day, I'll maintain forever, but it's like I need once a week is what will hopefully I'm finding what leads more to success, like losing weight and stuff.
But
then it's not again,
if you put it on your plan every day, do you need to drink it every day?
No, that's true. No.
Just because it's on your plan doesn't mean you need to have it. And you know, people are talking about pool protocols and all the other stuff. You can even say 3 drinks a week. Like that's my weekly, like that's my summer protocol. I am allowing myself 3 drinks a week. Whether you drink 1 3 days a week, whether you drink 3, like you can decide what that looks like for you.
I think I need to do that. I haven't made a summer protocol. I listened to that call, but I probably need to do that.
You can decide.
It's different than
because that it is a time of the year when people do pop up like, hey, we're cooking out. Come on. Like, are swaps going to be okay for you in the summer? Like food swap.
Yes.
Somebody like across the street says, hey, we just like bought shrimp off the back of a truck. Would you like to come and have shrimp with us? And you've got something else planned. Like, are you going to want to do swaps? Is that okay? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can. The food part, I can justify. I can reconcile that better. It's not as hard because it's the next best choice. And I know what works. I know what feels good. I know what's what I want to eat and I know how to do that. The drinking though is just harder and I feel like it has a bigger impact in my progress but at the same time, I just can't get away from it or don't want to or think I can't. I don't know. All of those.
What does it mean can't get away from it?
Well, I feel like I need it. So in this scenario, I feel like it's something like my crutch or whatever. And then, you know, we're in Houston, so everything's hot. It's miserable. So everything is water related and with water comes drinks. And
I don't want you to question with water comes drinks.
I know.
Like you're literally saying it like it's the gospel truth.
It's true.
There are a ton of people that sit around a pool and don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
But the way you're describing it, it's like, again, you're going back to that weirdo thing, which a lot of people in the chat said weirdo can be a good thing, but it sounds like you're describing it in a negative way.
Yeah.
You know, I love embrace the weird and whatever. Like I'm not everybody's cup of tea. It's all right. But you're describing it like something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like she's weird. She's weird, you know, because water and drinks go together. Who doesn't do that? Only somebody that's crazy weird wouldn't be drinking.
Yeah.
And
it could also be the people I hang around.
Who the fuck knows what you've got in your bottle.
That is right. My Yeti is dark for a reason. Yeah.
Your Yeti is your Yeti. Who knows what's in it?
That's true.
And if you're saying that it stalls your weight loss or it stops your weight loss or it slows your weight loss, why are you trying so hard to hang on to it?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out too. Like realistically, I've been asking myself if drinking is even something that I really want to do. Like, yeah, it's such a slippery slope and I know it's not great for me and I know it complicates things. So that's a very valid question that I've been asking myself.
What does it give you?
And I just.
What does it give you?
False courage. Liquid courage, mainly. But yeah.
It can lower your inhibitions, that's for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But nothing. I mean, usually a headache and feeling like crap the next day and an unhealthy relationship with it because once you start, it just keeps coming and I never stop at the right time. So really it gives me nothing but just the momentary and, you know, in the moment
so
relaxation.
Do you drink before you go?
No, not
so
really.
So what do you do like
I
that
usually
first,
will, yeah.
What do you do that first 30 minutes when it hadn't hit you yet? You just sit and just be terribly uncomfortable and miserable for 30 minutes until you can drink enough? Like, what happens?
It really depends on kind of where my mind's at when I come in. Some days I feel a little bit more bold and confident than others. Sorry, my jerk dog is barking. I kind of sit, I'll observe, like it's small talk. It just kind of depends on the topic and how quickly I kind of thought, like, get comfortable and get in the groove and feel their, yeah. So nothing, I just try, I fake it till I make it. And then sometimes the buzz kind of catches up with me and I like really do relax and then it goes from there. It's really probably not even as hard as I think it is, but yeah. I just have all these thoughts around whether or not people really like me. Or if I'm in, you know, the right company or with the right people.
Here's a question. Do they like you? Mm-hmm. How do we know they probably enjoy your company?
Well,
what evidence do you have?
They asked me to hang out for starters.
Yeah, right? Like you're in the group text. That's
yeah.
So number one.
Yeah.
That they like you because you're in the group text.
Right. But it can change or, you know, my past has shown, you know, that can change. And that really kind of threw me off. And so what's stopping anything else from changing quick on a dime where I lose another friend for a reason that, you know, yeah. But I suppose not everyone has to be 100% all the time. People do come into your life for a purpose and sometimes they leave for one too. And I realize that. So I'm not mourning so much the friendship. It just makes me wonder what I did or what I could do different.
Does it have anything to do with you?
Well, probably not. Probably not. It really has more to do with drinking because coincidentally, that happened a lot with this person too, which is why I think I'm also questioning my relationship with alcohol and whether or not I want to do it. So maybe that adds the complication is the drinking is always there.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm saying this out loud, it's like becoming much more evident that I think I know the answer to my question.
Okay. And you do know we have that mindful drinking course on the
yes.
website.
Yeah.
Angela Macinic's podcast is amazing. Stop Over Drinking and Start Living.
Okay.
There's also a really good podcast called Take a Break with Rachel Hart. She talks about actually taking a break from alcohol. Angela's is more like make a plan, do your plan. And then also I've listened to a ton of This Naked Mind. It's a very good podcast. If you just really want to examine your relationship with alcohol.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like that might be really where you are.
I think it is.
Yeah, for sure. And whether you decide to drink or plan your drinks or don't drink, like it's the one thing I would give you. Mm-hmm. When I started like really questioning my relationship with alcohol, you need an answer before you go. Like I was very much like, oh my God, what am I going to say? Like everybody else is drinking. I'm not going to drink. First of all, my friends love it whenever I don't drink because then I can drop them. They're like, girl, that's awesome. Don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to drink today, do you? Like now it's like, if MJ doesn't drink, then we can get around, number one. And then also it was like, do you want something to drink? No, girl, you know, I'm watching my weight. Like just figure it out.
Yeah.
And they don't know what you did. I used to say like to, even to my best friends, girl, I was overserved last night. I need to take me a break today. Yeah. Even if I didn't drink yesterday, they don't know
that. Yeah. That's true.
They have no clue.
Yeah.
It was like, I had three or four, like right off the top of my tongue that I could say, and nobody would say anything. But you want to come up with something that feels comfortable for you to explain why you're not drinking.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's step number one, really. For me, it was like just really coming up with, you know, what do I want to say in these situations?
Okay.
And the other thing, a lot of times I'd be like, girl, I just need to finish my water first. And then by the time they've three drinks in, they don't realize I never started drinking.
Yeah. It actually happened recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and they start. Yeah.
I'll be like, girl, get something in a minute.
Yeah.
And then I just never circle back to get anything. I'm just like, still I'm drinking my water. They don't know.
Yeah.
But it sounds more than just a friendship issue. It's something that you're really wanting to examine. And just, you know, Grace, the alcohol experiment in This Naked Mind. Yeah. Annie Grace, the alcohol. It's free, isn't it, Lynn? Doesn't she do like a free alcohol experiment? I almost think it is. Yes, it is free. And it's, you know, those are really, I read a ton of books about alcohol and different things whenever I was really thinking about what I wanted my relationship with alcohol to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go back and read the chat and pick up all these suggestions. I'm seeing them, but I'm trying not to focus.
Yeah. And you know, you'll get the chat afterwards, you know, and it'll be populated, but you know, it sounds more than like, it's not about your friends. It's about you questioning who you want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great, like that curiosity is a great place to be.
The gap is large.
Decide today. Like, I think it took me about 2 or 3 months of like reading, listening, all that sort of stuff to sort of get my head around who I wanted to be and what I wanted my relationship to look like with alcohol. Like you don't need to rush it and make a quick decision.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Love that.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
I have a lot of homework, but I appreciate it. It helps saying it out loud.
Yeah. All right. Bye bye.
Thanks.
And I just want y'all to see, like, just like coaching with her was so good. I just asked some questions, and then you heard at the end, like, I think I answered my own question. And a lot of times that is what happens. It's like, once you just get some really good questions under your belt, start to really examine the stories that you have. And, you know, like she thought a lot of her stories are true and doesn't even recognize that she's saying them as truth. That's what I love about that. I love about coaching. You just start talking and answer your own question. Andrea, I love that. Andrea is reaching out saying she's been alcohol free for 11 years. I bet you've been to the pool too. Water and alcohol just go together. Andrea's probably been to the pool. Yeah, see, Andrea loves the pool. There you go. Mary, you're going to have to, I'm going to ask to unmute, and you need to turn your video on so that you can come up on screen.
Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, there. Looks
yay,
like I came up.
Hey, how you
doing?
Hi. Hey. So what are we coaching on?
So, I started No BS about 6 weeks ago. I just finished the last module yesterday, actually. But I feel like I didn't get it all. So I feel like I got to start over. But my main thing right now is eating at night, and not always, not usually because I'm hungry, just snacking, just because I want to. And I'm not really like working on not eating because it's a habit, I think.
Okay. So when did you join the membership?
When did I join? It's probably about 6 weeks.
Okay. So the first thing you said was, I feel like I need to start over as far as going back to listening to OBS. Here's what we know. When you listen to something for the first time, you get about 20% of it. So a lot of stuff I go back and listen to, but you're going to already know some stuff, listen, and just build on what you already know.
Okay.
So starting over sounds like, oh my God, I'm going to start all the way over. It sucks. Right. But it's like, all right, I'm going to pack up what I already know and see what I can add, what I can put in that suitcase. Right. So it's not starting over. It's just adding to. That's number one. So I want you to think about it that way. How are you doing on the four basics other than eating? If we delete the nighttime, take away nighttime's gone. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time.
See, that's why I got to start over, because I'm not sure what the four basics are.
okay.
Well, okay. I am, if one of them's waiting for hunger, correct?
Yep.
So I'm doing better. I do really well during the day, probably because I'm not too hungry during the day. Last night, for example, at dinner, I did good. I left a few bites of pizza I had. So I feel like I'm doing some of it, and I'm a binger, and when I do binge, it's a lot less, and I just go to bed rather than staying up and eating everything in sight.
Okay. So at the Mish, if you'll go to the No BS Weight Loss site, I just want to make sure it gets popped in the chat. At the very beginning of the No BS Weight Loss course, there's a four basics cheat sheet.
Okay.
After we get off this call, I want you to go print off that cheat sheet.
Okay.
She's going to put the link in here, but Mish, go ahead and post it for whoever's there. But I think once you join the call again, Mary, it will be gone. So but once you get back in the chat, Mish will post it again for you.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yeah, I think that might be part of my issue. I haven't done any of the worksheets. I just felt overwhelmed, and I don't even do 20 hours.
It will be thing even for you to fill out, right? Like it's just for you to like reference. So the four basics is you write a plan every day. Have you been doing that?
I haven't done anything. I felt overwhelmed at first, so I just kind of listened. So,
you know what? That is like one of the best things that a new member can do is exactly what you've done. Like you are doing this absolutely right. First, you just listen. You're like, let me just see what this chick is all about. You just figure it out. You're already seeing just by doing that. Hadn't done a damn worksheet. Hadn't printed anything out, hadn't written a plan. You're already like, I'm noticing my binging is getting a little bit less. I'm waiting. The one thing you picked up is one thing that may affect weight loss for you, which is waiting for hunger. So you're like, I'm just listening. I picked up waiting for hunger and I'm actually doing that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It feels good. Yeah. And I have lost some,
can everybody that is new on this call, please pay attention to Mary. Mary does not know the four basics. Mary has just passively listened to No BS. Mary knows one piece of one basic, not a worksheet is done, and she has lost weight. Can everybody please hear that? And you, Mary, I am telling you, are doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's good to hear. Because sometimes I feel like I just, like I said, at night, it's like, I just don't want to try that hard. I like to have my nighttime sweets or whatever.
Here's the thing, though. Keep doing that right now. Start right when you go back through No BS. I want you to keep waiting for hunger. And I think something really good for you to do is make a plan. Because that's the one of the other four basics is write a 24-hour plan.
So I guess that's,
what that looks like is you just write down what you're going to eat for the day. And just like I was talking about a minute ago with Allison, you can write things on your plan and not eat them.
I guess that's what I'm afraid of. Like if I know I plan for a snack at night, I'm going to be like, well, it's on my plan. So I'm having it whether I'm hungry or not.
Here's the difference, which a lot of people miss. And I'm going to tell you the secret. Probably right now, you're like, I shouldn't have that. You better not go in there and get that. You shouldn't have that. You know, you're never going to lose this weight if you go in there and get it. Fuck it. Tired of talking about this to myself. Whatever. Fuck it. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to do better.
Tomorrow's always a better day.
But if it's written down and you've given yourself 100% permission to have it, it's on my plan. I mean, I could have it. There's nothing wrong with it. Did write it down. Am I really hungry right now? Could I wait like 5 minutes, see if I still want it? Totally different conversation. When you give yourself permission to have it, often you'll find that it is not quite as sexy.
Okay. Yeah. And it's the funny thing is it's harder for me to tell in the evening if I really am hungry, because sometimes it might sound weird, but I think I want to be hungry so I can have it.
You'll learn this in No BS. Like when you go back through it, you're going to figure out that there's part of hunger that is hunger, actual hunger. And part of it is a habit. Like, so if every night you sit down, you're watching TV, you eat a snack at 8 o'clock, your brain is like, oh, this is when we eat a snack. Remember? We don't do 8 o'clock without a snack.
It's a habit. Yeah.
It's a habit. And so first of all, it is just figuring out the difference between what is hungry and what is a habit. And you'll do that when you start to plan. And then you're like, oh, it is 8 o'clock and I have those snacks. I'm not hungry. Okay. I feel like I really need to eat this snack, but that's part of my habit.
Okay.
Maybe I've been eating that because I wasn't really hungry.
And I do know that. It's like I'm just ignoring that part of my brain because I just...
But listen, Mary, you are literally have not changed your relationship with nighttime eating at all, and you're losing weight.
Right, which is a plus. I'm sure that wouldn't continue, though, like as I get closer to goal. But
exactly. Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is it can for a little bit until you go back through... Start writing a plan, getting aware, and then you'll start to level up. Like you'll level up your four basics. Do you drink 64 ounces of water a day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But just, I always have. So that's like,
girl, basic number two, chick.
So that's basic number two. Yeah, at least I was doing something right all along. That's another habit. Right. So I guess that's a good
habit. You are doing a lot right, Mary.
Thank you.
You know what you're doing? I'm going to tell you what you're doing. There are some people that join OBS and they're like, oh my God, I have to get this right. I got to print out the planner. I got to do every worksheet. And then they sit in like overwhelm and don't do anything. You're like, girl, I'm at least going to listen to it.
I did like a set.
And you
I felt overwhelmed with having to print out worksheets. And
then don't. Because I always say this in new member calls. How many of these worksheets did Corinne fill out when she was losing 100 pounds? None.
None, because she didn't have them yet, right?
She made them. Now, are they super helpful? Do they really help you more quickly get to the root of what's going on? 100%. Do you need them at first, especially while you're learning how to just do the four basics? No. Do we encourage you to do them when you're ready for them? Yes, 1,000%.
Okay. So I should probably start with the 24-hour plan. I guess I'm looking
back and listen to module one.
Okay.
I would go back and just go, that's just the four basics.
Okay.
And then Coach Mish, when you get back in the chat, she'll post for you that cheat sheet so you can print it out. You can put it in a couple of places just to remind yourself what the four basics are.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Have you gotten on a new member call with our new member coach?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I only did one though. I should have probably done more, but yeah, I did one.
You're fine. Listen, you're getting coached. You're good.
Yeah. And I'm getting, you know, I listen to everything I can. So in the recordings and the summer reset.
But here's the thing. When we're talking on these coaching calls, that's why we were talking about, like, even to join an accountability group, we really want you to know modules one and two. So that when you get in an accountability group and somebody's talking about, well, Leek got three of the four basics, you want to know what it's a language, right? You want to know what the language is. I would not attend anything live at all. I would not listen to call replays. I would listen to the No BS Weight Loss course a couple of times. So you can really get it in your mind.
Yeah, I feel like I'm listening to so much, I probably don't catch it all. And obviously I haven't. I didn't know the four basics.
That, you know what though? You caught one of the ones that affects weight loss, weight for hunger.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main ones that's going to affect your weight loss. That's a tough one. You picked up on was a damn good one to pick up on.
And it doesn't always happen, be honest, but yeah, because that's a tough one.
Me either. I don't always wait for hunger either. My habit tracker is not perfect, honey.
Especially if it's something really good, I guess. But I was proud I left one bite of pizza behind. So at least that's something.
I'm going to tell you something, Mary. I want you to really celebrate all the work you've done in the last 6 weeks.
Thank you.
Really do.
I will try.
This is exactly where you're supposed to be right now. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And you are doing it exactly right.
Okay, thank you. I felt like 6 weeks in, I should have done a lot more, you know, worksheets, or at least started the 24-hour plan or the habit tracker.
No. And I'm just going to tell you this. If worksheets overwhelm you, I want you to get a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. Write it there. If you're not ready for the planner, don't do the planner.
Okay.
Don't do the planner. If you're not ready, all you need is a sheet of paper, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, I think there's some old trauma there from when you used to have to plan your meals. I don't know if it was Weight Watchers or one of those.
And you know what? Hey, Mary, let me give you another tip. If you're not ready to plan all day, plan one meal.
Okay. That should be doable.
And sure. I'm doing in an hour. At 12 Central, I'm doing a call for people who have joined within the last 30 days, a 30-day plan call. If you've not attended one, I know I told you not to come in lives. I'm telling you, I mean it, except for this one. Come and come to that call if you want.
Awesome. Okay. Is there a link to that?
Yes, it's the same room, the same Zoom room that you're in right now. When I'm finished coaching, I'm going to let this little doggy out. And then I will be back here to do that.
And maybe we can see the doggy.
I'm hoping by the end of the call, I can hold him up.
Yay. All right. Awesome. All right. That's great. Thank you so much. This helped.
Okay. All right, Mary. I'm glad you're here. You're doing
everything right.
Me too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doesn't have to be perfect. You got to do the thing, right? Sue, I'm going to call you up. You're brand new too. Let's see how you're doing, Sue. Let's see. There you go, Mary. If you make sure you see that four basics cheat sheet, let me know if you don't have it, or let Coach Mish know. So good. Yes, Karen, that's how it works. All right. Let me see. Oh, Sue raised her hand again. Let's see. What happened? What happened, Sue? All right. This is so good, y'all. Mary's killing it over there. Bless her heart. We got to learn to celebrate. All right, Sue, I asked to unmute you, and you need to turn on your camera so we can see your sweet face.
I had it on.
It's not on. I'm going to ask to start your video, Sue. Charlie, why did you move Frank's body?
For my mom.
You see it? Oh, here you are. Look at the... Sue, show us your nails. Fancy. Get them closer so we can see that design. Oh, girl. I love that. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So you just joined, right?
About 2.5 months ago.
Okay. All right. So what are we coaching on?
Mainly, I'm having trouble as the scale goes up. I have a tendency to say, I have to quit eating.
Yeah. Okay.
Not just the eating to enough. I mean, stop eating.
Okay. Have you lost weight since you joined?
Yes.
How much?
Well, from the first of the year when I started listening to the podcast, okay. I'm probably down about 20.
Hello. Okay, so you've lost 20 pounds.
About, yeah.
Okay. During that time, has the scale gone up and down?
Yep. A lot.
Yeah, right. Why is that a problem that it does that? Or why is it not a problem that it does that?
Why is it not a problem?
Why is that not a problem?
Well, right now it is.
No, why is it normal? What should, so you think weight loss should be every time I step on the scale, it needs to be a little bit less?
I guess that's just what I've thought of all these years.
Okay.
And I've noticed when I've had other diets and stuff, if it goes up or if I'm gaining, I need to cut out food. If I don't cut out food, I don't lose weight.
What else could make the scale go up? Just in general, like in life?
Just things that you've eaten, just your, I don't know, just your body changes.
Okay. If you eat too much salt, it'll hang on to fluid. That could make the scale go up. If you have not pooped, you could just be weighing the contents of your colon. That can happen. If you move a lot more and maybe you're a little bit slow, like sore, your body could be hanging on to fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Even after you've gone through menopause, you still can have hormonal changes that will make the scale go up.
Right.
You could be fighting off some kind of infection you don't even know you have. The scale could go up.
Right.
That's normal.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
That's normal, right?
Oh, yeah. Like,
things happen in our bodies that just create our bodies to hang on to fluid for whatever reason.
Well, I have a tendency. My thought just flew out. Oh, I have a tendency to want to step on the scale or don't go in the bathroom. And that's not good.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can. If you don't make it mean anything, we typically tell people only to weigh one time a day. If you're going to be a daily weigher, I'm a daily weigher. I think it's totally fine to be a daily weigher. Actually, daily weighing is what gave me more of like a peace of mind about seeing the changes on the scale. It normalized it for me. So I could watch it all week long, you know, up and down. And it made it normal for me. Some people don't like that. They only like to weigh once a week. So when you get on the scale and you see that it's up a little bit, you're like, gotta stop eating.
Right.
Why is it normal to think that? Why is that thought normal for you?
Why is it normal? Because that's what I've thought all these years.
Yeah. You've always equated weight gain of any sort with food.
Right.
Your choices about what you're eating.
Right.
So if we go through the four N's, then we have neutralize. So scale is up. How much does it go up sometimes?
Well, like last week was my birthday, and I kind of over-celebrated. So I was up probably 3 pounds.
Okay. That's something totally different than just a normal fluctuation. So we'll do that instead. So your scale was up 3 pounds, and you thought, what? I got to stop eating.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Still, it's normal, because I've always thought, like, if I'm whatever, I got to stop eating. But the facts are, when we go to neutralize, it was my birthday. I ate cake. Probably. Did you eat cake?
Actually, no.
Did you go out to eat?
Yes, yeah, several times.
Went out to eat how many times?
Probably three.
Went out to eat 3 times. Overate how many times?
Probably two.
Overate twice. Probably the salt, I would imagine, usually. Food out to eat is like got more butter and salt in it. Right. So what's your next best thought? About your birthday week. What could you think about that? That 3 pounds.
Well, I know where it came from. So
Where it came from.
Yeah. And need to cut down my eating.
No, well, I mean, yes, but instead of like, I need to cut down my eating, I just need to go back to the four basics. I didn't follow them for my birthday.
Yeah.
Four basics work. I should just go back to that.
I still have trouble with the fact of, you know, you saying you can eat what you want in moderation and everything. I eat some things that's like, I shouldn't be eating that. You know, I still have trouble realizing I can eat stuff and still be okay.
That takes time. So just hearing those thoughts of you shouldn't eat that, you know, that's going to make you gain weight. Nobody gains weight because they eat pasta, right? Like when they're hungry and stopping at enough once a week. You were overweight because you way overate pasta way many more times than you needed to. Probably didn't wait for hunger and probably way overate it.
Right.
It's normal for you. I mean, you've been going after this for a long time. You got a lot of diet rules.
Oh, yes.
And they're just going to come up. You get to decide if you're going to listen to them or not.
Right.
The thought isn't the problem, right? Like, they're just going to come. You can just say, oh, I hear you. I don't think that way anymore, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. But if the scale goes up, it's like, I need to cut out the stuff that I'm eating.
Is that true? Do you need to cut it out?
Probably not.
What do you need to do, you think? If it's not true that you need to cut it out, what do you need to do?
Stick to the four basics.
Yeah. Follow doable hunger.
Well, like the doable hunger, I can tell if I'm hungry, but I ignore it until I'm really hungry. And then that sometimes causes overeats.
That is part of your diet rules from the past, probably. And it is just it takes a while to give yourself permission to eat when you're actually hungry. It's doubting it, but doing it, right? Like,
right.
I know I'm just now getting hungry. In the past, I've waited a really long time. I'm going to try this time to just see if I can eat when I know I'm hungry.
I'm sure I probably have had more overeats than I realize.
Mm. Are you doing the habit tracker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, you got all the data.
Yeah, I've got it, but I guess I don't believe it.
Right. Because you have so many diet rules, it's okay. But you can see the scale is showing you that it works.
Right. Right. So anyway, that was the main thing, was just wanting to cut out eating.
Yeah, but it's normal for you to think that because you've done it in the past. But mm-hmm. now you're just going to say, I just need to get back at doing the four basics. It's just a sentence that's coming in your head. You get to mm-hmm. decide what you're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's not a commandment written on a tablet. It's a sentence in your brain.
Right.
You get to keep it or you get to throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Very true. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do
That's
it.
How it works.
So, okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All righty. I love her nails, though. I still love her nails. Okay, Connie, you are it. Let's get you up here and get you all coached up. All right. Let me see. Right. I know. Didn't you love our manicure? Oh, I did. Look, Zoom is acting a straight up bull. I'm saying promote. Oh, here we go. I think it finally took. If y'all hear that washing machine upstairs, I'm sorry. If y'all hear a low hum. Parent, what is going on? Promote to panelists. Connie, I swear I'm trying over here. Oh, I'm glad you can't hear the washer. Corinne's got her, lawn guys out front. I've got a washer right above my head. All right, Connie. Let's see. There's some feedback. Have you got it on two different devices, Connie?
I do.
Yeah, you got to turn one of those off.
Okay.
Uh-oh, she turned the wrong one off. Raise your hand again, Connie, and I'll get you up here. I know, don't you love technology? Oh gosh, this dog. I'm just telling y'all, I would show you to him right now while we wait on Connie, but I don't want to rile him up. I don't want to rile him up because then he might have to pee. He's been laying here and you know he's a little puppy. So we have to always run outside. Let him go pee. We're working on it. I'll show y'all at the end. Connie, if you could raise your hand one more time. If not, it's an early day for us here at the weight loss coaching on Sunday. And y'all, you think you need a puppy fix? I'm just telling y'all. I am tired. I'm like so tired. Oh. I am just tired. You forget what it's like to have a puppy. Connie, we're going to try this one more time. Raise your hand. This started about an hour and 10 minutes ago, Karen. Tabitha has a baby, so it's fresh, honey. It is so fresh. Connie, one more call for Connie. Raise your hand and I will get you coached. Here she is. Let's see if we can make this work, y'all. No, she disappeared again. Well, Connie, I am so sorry that happened. I'll talk about it because I have what you wrote in about.
Connie, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
What the hell, Connie?
Oh my God. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm here.
You know what? You're here. Shit. It was like the voice of God speaking to me, scared the shit out of me. All right, though, Connie. I did not expect that. And then all of a sudden, it was like a voice from inside of this here computer that scared me to death. Okay, Connie, I was about to tell your story, but you tell it much better than I could. tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I'm under the gun. I have to lose 13 pounds by August 25th.
Okay.
I've lost 27, and I've kind of stalled out these last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So then I think I went crazy. So I started real-time assessing. Like, before I would eat, I assessed, am I hungry? Then when I was done, I asked myself if I stopped it enough, and I, like, filled in the little dots and all that stuff. I'm, like, obsessed. But the scale's not changing. And then I think I'm restricting my planning. Like, I honestly think if I eat a carb, I'm in trouble.
Okay. How does it feel when you say I'm under the gun?
I'm nervous. I got to get this done. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because I got to get it done the 25th, and then I got to do it 6 weeks later. And it has to be done before the end of the year. And my physical therapy has to be done before the end of the year. So I have no choice.
You got choice. You got so many choices. You could not get it done.
No, you could, that is not a choice.
No, you could. There are tons of people walking on a bum knee. You could be in a wheelchair if you wanted to be. You ain't got to get it done. You could wait and just pay the consequence of having to pay your deductible after the first of the year. That option's available to you as well. Why is it important for you to do it on this particular time frame?
I don't know, because I've been messing around for years. So I need to get it done.
No. Why is it important right now? Why have you made the decision and the choice to have it done on August 25th?
Well, so the golf season starts in October.
The what season?
Golf.
Oh, good Lord. The golf season.
Right. So I could miss the first half of the year and just start in January. So that's my goal.
Okay. So you've decided to do it in August, the 25th.
Well, that's because I needed that long to lose the weight. Because you have to have a BMI of 40.
Because that is what worked in order to make the second half of golf season.
Right.
Right. That was the latest I could do it and still play my golf.
Well, no, that was the latest I could do it and hopefully lose the weight and still play golf.
And it still goes back to the golf, right?
Right.
So that, it's not a money issue. You want to finish.
It's also
that. So you love your money and you want to keep as much of it as you can. That's why you decided to do it on the 25th. You want to play golf starting in January. You don't want to miss the second half of the year. That's really important to you.
Right.
But you could literally pay out of pocket and you could miss the second half of golf season.
Well, I could.
You could. But the way you're saying it is, I'm under the gun. I have no other choice. Well, no wonder you're feeling frantic and under pressure and like, good Lord. Microscopically looking at everything. No wonder. What works for you to lose weight? Have you lost this original, whatever it was, 30 pounds?
Yep.
What were you doing?
Well, I was doing the four basics. But I felt like I never stopped it enough. Very good. I mean, I left a couple bites behind, but.
This is so, you lost 30 pounds following 3.5 of the four basics. So what do you need to double down on to lose the last 14 to get to your surgery?
Well, I need to keep doing that, but I am doing that. I'm just like planning crazy though. Like today, I have 2 eggs or a cheese stick plan, depending on what time I get done with this, because I have to be at a soccer game at 11, and I have steak and potatoes planned. That's it.
Does that look more restrictive than what you were planning when you lost the 30 pounds?
Yes.
What were you planning in order to lose the 30? Like, what did you have? Did you have snacks and stuff on your plan?
Yeah. Didn't always eat them, but I had them.
I didn't always eat them, but I had them. I love this so much. So you can plan things and not be restrictive in your plan, and then make a decision about whether you're hungry or not.
Yes. But I haven't lost in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it could be stress that you put yourself under the gun. Number one.
Do you think stress does that?
I think it can. Yeah. I think it can give you up because you're not gaining. You're like, your body's not wanting to release weight. So I think it could absolutely be part of it. What other of the four basics have changed for you?
Well, I upped my water to 80 ounces or more. Okay. 64. And I actually think my real-time planning helped with that, because I think I was lying to myself every night. Oh, did I drink two of my hydro flasks? Maybe one and a half. But I'd put down 64 because I filled it twice. But I didn't necessarily.
So when did you do that?
About a week ago.
Okay. First, number one, I have done this myself and increased my water by a good bit, like you just did. Probably less than 64 to how much? 80, did you say?
Yeah, 80 to 100.
80 to 100. My body for about 7 to 10 days will hang on to weight when I do that. And then cue the floodgates. And then I will drop. So it's normal. If you're really wanting to increase your water, you may notice that your weight stabilizes for about a week or something. That's a big change in what you're doing. It's a huge, you think it's just going to flush it out. But at first, for me and for a lot of other people, your body will hang on to it for a minute. And then it's like, okay, we're good. I'll let it go.
Okay.
So that could be part of the, you know, the maintenance piece. Especially if you've leveled up, checking for enough. Is it normal to maintain for 2 weeks and still be in weight loss mode?
I don't know.
It is. Corinne says you cannot call it a stall or a plateau unless you've got more than 95% on all four of your basics and you have like a 6 to 8 weeks with no loss.
Really? I can't go 6 to 8 weeks. I have 10.
But you already, who said this was a stall or plateau?
I know.
Nobody said that. I'm just saying, nothing has gone wrong. So how are you now? Like, what is your data? Let's dig in.
I'm 100% planning.
Okay.
I just missed sleep last night, but all the rest, I'm good with sleep.
Like 99% on sleep, 98.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm 100% on water the last 10 days for sure.
Perfect.
And I'm about 90% at eating when I'm hungry, because I did Optavia. So I think I need to eat 6 times a day, which I don't. And that's been a hard thing to shake. Because I think at 10:30 or 11, when I haven't eaten yet, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't eaten. I should eat something.
Okay.
And then stopping at enough, I'm probably at about 70%. And on plan, I'm about 70%. I just did it yesterday. I figured it out. So 70% for both of those.
Okay. So 30%, 30 to 40% of the time you're overeating.
Yeah. And it's usually at the end of the day because I'm probably think I'm starving.
So, but here's the thing. You are overeating 30 to 40% of the time and you are maintaining.
Yeah.
Even creating weight gain. So what do you think you need to work on in order to lose weight?
I need to not overeat that 30% of the time.
You need to work on what? because you're saying it like it's punishment. I need to work on not overeating. I need to work on doable hunger.
Yes.
I need to work on stopping at enough. I noticed from my data, like, I want you to see how we're turning the temperature down on this whole situation. Good to know. I'm overeating 30%, 30 to 40% of the time. That's where I need to double down on right now.
Right.
What I are some...
things. I did sleep in water because those are easy.
100%. But you're really going to lose weight on the doable hunger for sure.
Right.
So you've been in no BS for more than a year.
Nope. Just since January.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. Just since January. We've done some doable hunger challenges.
Yep.
First of all, drop it like it's hot. It's going to be so killer for you next month. And I mean, you've still got, you know, we're going to lose a little bit of weight in June still.
Right.
July, we're really doubling down on hunger and stuff. But what are some of the strategies that you have heard in no BS to work on stopping at enough or doable hunger in general?
Well, like I cut things in half and I just eat. And then I try and wait, but then your food gets cold. And then I don't really like cold food. So then I think, well, I'll just eat the other half of that.
You know what? I would rather miss my deadline and play golf. You know what? When this food is like room temperature, that sucks. I'm just going to go ahead and eat. It makes more sense to me to hang on to the weight. Come on. I want you to hear what you're saying.
Okay. So I've tried cutting it in half and then I cut that half in half and then I stop. Usually. That's my...
Imagine if you did that every single meal.
Yeah. Like last night, I split a sandwich with my husband and I didn't even eat my whole half.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm only going to lose like a half a pound this week. I do my weigh-ins on Monday because otherwise I go nuts on the weekend.
I need to do that to keep myself accountable on the weekends. I love that. Like it just really was my, this weighing on Monday was my weekend accountability partner.
Yes.
I like that.
And real-time tracking has been a thing for me that's been a little eye-opening.
So you lost a half a pound this week? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to probably. Maybe a little bit more, but.
How do you already know?
Because I weighed myself this morning. And I weigh in tomorrow.
That does not tell you what it's going to be tomorrow. I have had 2 or 3 pound swings from day to day.
Really? I never had that. But that'd be great.
Don't be down predict to what it's going to be.
Okay.
So is this situation, imagine if you went from overeating 30 to 40% of the time, if you just went to overeating 20% of the time, what do you think your weight loss would look like?
Probably a pound a week, maybe. I have a lot to lose, so.
No, you've got 14 pounds in 10 weeks.
Yeah, I'm down to 13, actually.
Huh?
I'm down to 13.
I want you to just... tell me what the problem is here, Connie. All the problem is you are overeating and you got a shitty story about why you're trying to lose this weight.
Okay.
That's literally, you're overeating and you're under the gun, which you're really not. You love money and you love golf. So this is when you've decided to have the surgery.
Right.
You're overeating 30 to 40% of the time. And the scale is not going down.
So I'm doing doable hunger.
Yeah, like, you got to double down on that, man.
Okay. Well, that's easy. Hopefully.
Yeah. Sounds so much better than I'm under the gun. You have a goal. You have a date that you set your goal for. You got a solid plan to get there. You know exactly what you need to work on. You have a tool that you know works for you. The halftime method.
Yes. Only I have to stop at halftime. I can't do the other fourth because I'm truly, I think I'm full. Because then when I eat the other fourth, I'm really full.
That's good awareness. But you don't have to stop at half because you've been not stopping. You've been eating the other quarter, but I'm noticing that half is probably enough.
Yep.
So what about for this week, you extend the time? Because how long are you setting your timer?
Like 10 minutes.
Why don't we wait 15 minutes now before we do the other half of the half, the other quarter?
Okay.
Like just get a little bit more space.
Okay.
And just see, extend the time. And if there is 1 ounce of a thought that you may have had enough, just go ahead and put it away.
Yes. Blow just your nose and away. Put the napkin on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just walk away. You're like, okay. And then, like put a snack on there. If you get hungry again, you can eat something. But if you know, like you have such good awareness. Right now, you just need to listen to what you already know.
Yes.
I think half is enough for me right now. I think that is my enough. I'm just going to try that for a few days, see what happens. Bet I don't starve to death.
So then I feel like I'm wasting some. So then I try and cut things in half. So then I normally would eat like 2 cheese sticks at like lunch. So then I just eat 1, but maybe I should just plan for 1.
That's what I eat. Yeah. You can just plan for 1.
But then
if you are pretty sure that half of what you've been eating is enough for you, is your enough, just plan 1 or plan 2, plan 1 for a snack and 1 for lunch.
Okay.
So you could go back in a couple of hours if you get hungry and eat the other one.
Well, and I'm starting to get to the point where I don't know what I want to plan. Because I don't know, like I don't want to plan carbs, like that kind of stuff. But
why don't you want to plan carbs?
I don't know, because those should be bad for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat carbs to lose 30 pounds?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah.
I ate carbs to lose the last 30 pounds, but I can eat them the next 14. Because we've already identified the problem. The problem is not carbs, the problem is overeating.
Right, right. I got to remember that.
That we just figured it out. Because you've got data. You're in a great spot. Your brain is like, got to be the carbs. You're like, bitch, no, it's the overeating. I got data.
Yeah.
Isn't that carbs? I'm overeating 40% of the time. That's the problem. Carbs are not my problem.
Yes.
That's when you just shut that down. You've got no data that carbs is creating your maintaining your weight. You got all the data that you're overeating and still able to maintain weight and lost a pound since you damn rode in to get coached. Not even maintaining, you're losing weight.
Yes.
We keep calling it maintaining. You wrote in, I need to lose 14 pounds. And then you get on the call and you're like, well, actually it's 13. So we actually don't even have a problem. The only problem is that you've got this deadline and you're worried that it may or may not be doable for you.
Right. It is going to be doable.
It is doable. 100% it's doable.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a choice. You scheduled it for August 25th or around, I'm sure around that time you had to work with your surgeon's schedule.
Right. Well, he's but my friend.
When you decide this was my choice, I wanted to do it at this time because I love my money and I love golf. And I don't want to lose money and I don't want to lose time on the golf course. So much better than I'm under the gun. It's like somebody is threatening me. When you leave half and then you hear those thoughts about what if you're hungry, you know what's going to be? It's not going to be as good. It's going to be cool. It's going to taste as good. Yeah. You know what? I would rather eat lukewarm food or room temperature food and hang on to my money and be playing golf.
True. Or just don't eat it at all because it's cold.
Yeah, there's that too. When you start thinking it's wasteful, you know what's wasteful? Eating this when I'm not hungry and then having to spend January going through PT out of pocket because I got to meet my deductible. That's wasteful.
Yes.
Like, play it out. You know that cheese stick. So wasteful, that 50 cent, when you got a how many thousands of dollar deductible?
Yeah, big.
Big. You got choices. You can leave half of your sandwich or pay the deductible, which is way more wasteful.
Yeah, pay the deductible, definitely.
Yeah, like get real with yourself when you... Please tell me you're signed up for no excuses weekend. Little Miss Connie, I'm full of excuses.
Well, I wasn't because I was going to be on vacation, but now I'm going later. So I don't know. I might.
If anybody needs no excuses weekend, Connie. If any of these thoughts sound familiar to anybody on this call, I want you to immediately go sign up for No Excuses Camp. It's going to be too cool. It's wasteful. You know, I think you really did fill up your drink twice. You're good. Just put 64 counts.
I know. That's bad, huh?
No, it's not bad.
That's why real-time assessing has worked better for me.
Yeah. So. All of those are excuses. And they seem so true and like important and real. Who wants to eat cold food, right?
Right.
Somebody wants to lose weight, figure out what their relationship is with food. Who wants to waste food? Who wants to throw that money down the trash? Somebody that's going to save thousands of dollars if they throw away a 50 cent cheese stick.
Well, when you say it like that.
I mean, there's that. I'm just going to tell you, I printed out my, I'm telling y'all, excuses. I'll tell you, tell me if any of these, I'm page one. You know, I print front and back and then I just get myself in a mess when I do that. There are, so, I'm just telling y'all. It is so many excuses that like are speaking to me. The first thing we're going to do is uncover our excuses. Oh, here we go. I don't want to feel restricted by a food plan. I have a job where I can't always wait for hunger because we have scheduled lunch breaks. I don't want to get too hungry. I just like cleaning my plate and have always hated wasting food. I'm nervous people think I'm weird for leaving bites behind. I don't like the taste of water. All those little excuses that keep us from weight loss. Girl, come on. I'll start tomorrow. One bite won't hurt. It's going to be cold. I shouldn't wait. I'm just going to have that bite now. I'm too hungry. I wait too long and then I overeat. We've already heard that one today on this call. Mm-hmm. I already blew it. I've never been able to lose weight. For Allison, caller number one, I love spontaneity. It just comes up. All right, Connie, between now and the evening, go sign up for No Excuses Camp.
Okay. It's going to cost me more money.
But carbs are not the problem. The 40% of overeating is the problem.
Yes.
And I want to say, Connie, this is such, I want to use you as an example.
Okay.
Connie's got data. Connie's full of stories. And if Connie had come here with her stories, we would really have had a much harder time figuring out what was going on for you, for Connie. But you brought all of your excuses and all of your thoughts and then gave me the data so that that disproves all the bullshit you've been telling yourself. And without that factual data, we would have had a lot harder time getting there. And now you can actually very easily buy into it and see that these thoughts that you're having are not true because you've actually got data. That's why we always say, like, data is so important because that's what's going to help you turn the temperature down. When you're saying carbs are bad, I shouldn't have carbs. You're like, I'm already eating, overeating, you know, 30 to 40% of the time. Maybe if I just work on that, carbs won't be such a problem.
Well, and I have to tell you that I thought all this time data was hard, that I, you know, who wants to track for an entire month? Oh my God. You know, that's like, it's on a different page and all that stuff in my iPad. But actually the last 10 days, it hasn't been that hard. And obviously it's been helpful now that I see that.
Yes. And I'm just going to tell you too, like if the price I have to pay to be at the weight and body I desire for the rest of my life is 5 to 10 minutes a day of checking some damn boxes and writing down my food, I'll pay it all day, every day for the rest of my life to never have to worry about it, to never have to think about it again. I'll even do 20 minutes if I need to. I'll find time. If I told you, like for all of you think planning, assessing, habit tracker take too long, if I told you that you could like never have to worry about being overweight again, if you just gave yourself 10 minutes a day, you'd be like, sign me up. 10 minutes is easy when we've spent years thinking about weight loss and how we're going to lose weight and what plan is right for us and what we're going to like, all that kind of stuff. All right, Connie. Good call.
Thank you.
Double down on doable hunger.
Yep.
All right. That was so good. All right. I'm going to be back in 20 minutes. I got to take this dog out. He's got gas. I'm thinking he needs to go. But I'll show him to you. Come here, Boston. Bossy. Bossy, come here, buddy. He's so big. Oh, here he is. Here's the baby. Boston Sharifi is his name. And he's as cute as a button, except he's got gas right now. I think he needs to go. We've been calling him Bossy because he's been straight up running our life. Bossy. He tells us when we can go out. He tells us when we can sit on the couch. Look at him. He's been napping, y'all. I know. He's got those baby teeth, though, so he'll bite you and he will hurt you. He'll hurt you is what he'll do. I've got a couple of, like, spots where he's, look at him. Bless him. He's doing good though. All right, y'all. I will see y'all in 20 minutes. Go register for accountability. Sign up for accountability if you finish modules 1 and 2. And if any of these excuses sounded familiar to y'all, go sign up for No Excuses Camp. All right, y'all. I'll see you on the 30-day plan call in 20 minutes. Bye.